From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Though he didn't name names, President Barack Obama says the United States will respond to Russia's alleged hacking of Democratic headquarters and other accounts leading up to November's election. At his final news conference of the year, Mr. Obama said his goal is to send a clear message to Russia and any other nation that interfering with the U.S. electoral process will not be tolerated.
Our goal continues to be to send a clear message to Russia or others not to do this to us, because we can do stuff to you.
While he stopped short of saying that Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the computer attacks against the Democratic National Committee and other sites, in Mr. Obama's words, not much happens in Russia without a nod from Putin. The president has ordered the U.S. intelligence community to prepare a report on the cyber attacks before the end of his administration. Russia, meanwhile, has denied making the attacks. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is blaming Russian interference for her loss in the U.S. presidential election, saying that Russian President Vladimir Putin might have wanted to meddle in the race because of a personal beef against her. Clinton, who was defeated in November, made the remarks to campaign donors in New York City Thursday night. The CIA has concluded that Russian hackers broke into the Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Clinton presidential campaign with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win the election. The Democratic presidential candidate said Putin's dislike for her is because in 2011, she said that Russia's parliamentary elections were fraudulent. This is VOA News. The Syrian government has suspended the evacuation of civilians from the eastern part of Aleppo on Friday, after explosions and gunfire were heard in parts of the city. Both rebels and government forces accuse the other of breaking a fragile ceasefire agreement. The Syrian government says the rebels broke the agreement by trying to smuggle heavy weapons and hostages out of Aleppo. The rebels, accuse the government of suspending the evacuation as a way to pressure them into releasing civilians from two government-held Shiite villages currently under siege by rebel forces. Elizabeth Hoff is a World Health Organization representative in Aleppo. She says thousands of people who were waiting to leave, including many children, now have to return to their homes.
So now with the operation aborted, they will have to go back to their houses. And this is a great concern to us because we know that they are desperate to get out.
Russia's defense ministry says the evacuation is complete and all of the women and children have been moved from the rebel-controlled neighborhoods. The Russians say that only radical and intransigent militants remain. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is calling on the Syrian government to allow for a resumption of the evacuations from Aleppo. Samantha Power says that Russia should be able to secure safe corridors so civilians caught between the fighting sides can leave.
Russia has helped deliver Aleppo to the Syrian government. Surely Russia, in exchange, can secure actually safe corridors for civilians who wish to leave.
Power said that if Russia continues to block action in the UN Security Council, some members of the council will possibly request an emergency special session of the General Assembly. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin opposes that idea. Power said the Security Council could vote this weekend. The U.S. Defense Department is demanding that China return an underwater drone seized in international waters of the South China Sea. A Pentagon spokesman says a civilian-manned Navy oceanographic research vessel was in the process of recovering two underwater ocean gliders that had stopped 93 kilometers from Subic Bay in the Philippines when a Chinese military vessel approached on Thursday. The Chinese seized one of the underwater drones and ignored repeated requests to return it. The Pentagon says the drone measures unclassified information, including water temperature, clarity, and salinity, which is helpful in using sonar underwater. A down day on Wall Street. European markets were higher. Asians were mixed. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.